I want to greet you this evening in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I also want to greet those joining us via live streaming in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord for giving us yet another day for service. And to give you capability to be in His house. We are so thankful unto the Lord. Amen. Are you happy? Are you happy that side? This side, are you happy? This side, are you happy? The very last row, are you happy? Praise be the name of the Lord. I heard her voice. There are fewer that side, but the voice, the pitch is louder. Are you happy this side? Praise be the name of the Lord. We are so grateful this evening. We have a visitor in our midst. Pastor David Gonzalez from Florida Church in South Africa.
Pastor David, one of our church in South Africa.
Some of you might remember him. He was here 2017. Yes, when we had the La Fontaines, he was around. At the time he came with his wife and his daughter. But this time he came alone. There is a wedding. Sister Valerie and Kuda are wedding tomorrow.
Sister Valerie na brother Kuda wari kuchata mangwana.
So you preach for us today.
Saka wachatifaridzira.
And he will preach for us on Sunday.
Wachazotifaridzira zvekare nemusi weso.
So we are so thankful unto the Lord.
So tine kutenda kukuru kunashe.
Without further ado, we can stand on our feet as we sing the song.
Tino simuka irupatsoka dzedu tiimbe kambo.
As we invite the minister.
Chikoka mshumiri.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Nyasha chakawamba pasha upenyu wangu.
We want to thank God for the mercy.
Tida kutenda Mwari nenyasha.
Nothing good we did.
Hatina chakanaka chatakaita.
But mercy found us.
Asi nyasha dzakangotiringa.
We are so thankful unto the Lord.
Tinotenda Mwari zvakanyanya.
Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, yes, I should have fallen.
Amen.
Amen. Where would we have been if it hadn't been for the grace of the Lord? I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bring greetings from my wife and family. And our fellowship in Florida, Johannesburg. Not Florida, USA.
North Florida, USA.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I'd like to extend a thanks to Pastor Blessings for the invitation. To just share a word of God with the saints tonight. We have an affinity with the church in Eastleigh. We had a very long association with a former pastor, Pastor Blessing Chesa.
This
is an old friend that was coming to South Africa for many years. And so tonight also just like to salute our sister Chesa tonight. That really we truly miss our brother.
We had the privilege
of being together in America. And it's one of those, I think a word that can describe our Pastor Chesa was stalwart. He was truly a stalwart, amen. Amen. That means somebody that is loyal, reliable, hardworking. Amen. Somebody that is committed and devoted, dedicated. And we can continue with different adjectives to describe our pastor. So we just like to honor the legacy left behind. And it's for us to take this unto the coming of the Lord. You know, the Bible says when Paul got to the end of the road, says, I fought a good fight, finished the course, I kept the faith. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep on fighting. Amen. Keep the faith. Amen. Amen. Because we have different, you get three kinds of people. Those that make things happen. Those that watch things happen. And those wonder what happened. So this evening, hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that we are speaking to those that's going to make things happen. Amen. The prophet of God said there's a people in the land who under a messenger will be the final voice to the final age. So God is looking for sons and daughters of God. Amen. That's going to make things happen. The Bible says the whole creation is groaning, it's in travail. Amen. Waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. So if not us, then who? If not here, then where? If not now, now are we the sons of God? Amen. We don't want to wait for another year, another 10 times. Amen. We need to make things happen now. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're truly thankful to be here. Also, I've been showered with such good hospitality. Brother Paul has been taking good care of me. And then also, I know Brother Caleb also, for many years I've been going to Dubai, and then Brother Caleb was a deacon there. So I'm sure of one amen corner here.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight I believe we are living in desperate hour. Serious times.
Yeah,
we have COVID-19 all around us. Different things, you know, and there's a great falling away. But the Bible warned us in the end times these things will happen. But we're so glad that the Bible says the end time message will meet end time conditions. So these things don't take us by surprise. But the Bible says when you see these things, look up. Hallelujah. For our redemption draws nigh. Amen. Amen. So this evening I would like to speak on remember Lot's wife. Out of Sodom. But is Sodom out of you? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to our Bibles. You may have your device or your tablet. And let's turn to Luke 17:20. The Bible says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they did drink, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. Even thus shall it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. And it goes on to say, in that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If there's anybody here tonight who has a desire, a need, I mean, you can just again raise your hand. As we approach the throne of grace, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Kind Heavenly Father, we humbly approach your throne. We know heaven and earth will pass away, Lord God, but this word of yours will remain, Lord. Father, we are needy people, Lord, and Lord, as our faces differ, so our needs differ tonight, Lord. I pray that you come down in a special way and meet us at our point of need, Lord. And Father God, may we go out here better Christians, Lord. Father God, you know we know the word has got the power of transformation, Lord. So we can be changed, Lord God, from glory to glory, even to your very image, Lord.
Amen.
So I pray, Lord, that you hide me behind the cross, Lord. Use these lips of clay, Lord, anoint the ears of the listeners tonight, Lord.
Yes.
And may the word, which is a seed, Father, find fruitful bedding ground, Lord. And Lord, by that word be transformed, Lord God. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory as we humbly ask it in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we realize that we are living in a time when you may take your seats. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12.
Matthew, Bible, Lord.
And because iniquity shall abound.
Amen.
The love of many shall wax cold. And that way, you know, COVID-19 has come and we found that, you know, streaming, a lot of people got lazy because of streaming. So it's nice and comfortable to sit there in your lounge and watch the sermon. And you found that the Laodicean spirit got a hold of some people. The Bible says here that the love of many shall wax cold. That God wants us in this hour to be on fire for God. God said, rather, I would that you be either hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Amen.
Amen. And you find a lot of people, amen, you may say, but I'm not backslidden. I don't sin, I don't drink, I don't smoke. But the love of many has waxed cold. So we need to, brother, persevere. We need to press on like never before. Now is not the hour to get lazy or lax. Amen. The Bible tells us here that when they came and approached the Lord and says, now what will be the signs? He told us, watch Noah, watch Lot. But he also says here in verse 13, but ye that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So it's not ye that starts. It's not how good you start. But brother and sister, we need to finish strong. Hallelujah. Because brother and sister, we are that last age. We are supposed to be that final voice to the final age. You know, the Bible says the whole creation is groaning, it's in travail. The dead saints are depending on you and me. Paul is depending on you. Luther is depending on you. Wesley is depending on you. Brother Branham is depending on us. Hallelujah. Pastor Chester is waiting on us. If we get to that spot, hallelujah.
Amen.
When we hit perfection, perfection will spark of the resurrection. Praise the Lord. What hour are we living in? Amen.
Amen.
That God says, the Bible says that God has left the best for last, I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So in 2 Peter 1 verse 9,
the
Bible says, but he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was once purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather burdened.
Amen.
Give your diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. So the Bible says you must give diligence. Make your calling and election sure. You
got to
know who you are. You
got
to know why you are here. You
got
to know where you're going to. Hallelujah. You got to make sure. You got to know that you know. Amen. Because if you do these things, the Bible says, add to your faith, knowledge, deep, all these things. Amen. You will never fall. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, it's a time of seriousness. You know, Laodicean condition, and the Bible says they are rich, they are increasing goods. But don't you know that they are blind and miserable and naked? Verse 13 says, and I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would that thou would be would cold or hot. But because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. So it's a deceptive age. You know, the devil lulls people in a false sense of security.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, you saved, you're in the message. Amen. But God wants us to go all the way.
Amen.
Amen. In the message, how can I overcome? Well, Lot's wife did the same thing, you know. She set out to go with Lot. Follow her husband and the children. Her loved ones. But it wasn't in her heart. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, when we come to the house of God. Amen. You must serve the Lord with your whole heart, your whole soul, with everything that is in you. So Lot's wife was in the church, but her heart was not there. The Bible, Jesus told him, once you worship me with your mouth, but your hearts are far away. Hallelujah. May God give us a heartfelt religion. She still loves the world. So it's possible that you can make a start and still be the world in you. So you may have been baptized.
Amen.
You may have been, you may have received justification, sanctification, but the world is still in you. That's why you need to go all the way to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Where Paul, like Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She never overcome. You see, the promise has always been to the overcomer. In each of the church ages, it's to the overcomer. To the overcomer. I make you a temple, a pillar in the temple of God. To the overcomer, I'll give you a new name. To the overcomer, I'll give you a white stone. It's not to the joiner. Not the one that joins. It's not to the sympathizer. But it's to the overcomer. The Bible says when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard. Or you resist the devil. And the devil will flee from you. So it's about the overcomer. Amen. And yeah. Even though she was well on the road, it finally overthrew her. She had to take that one big, long last look. And that's where she got caught. Don't even look back. Don't have no desires. Keep going. Brother and sister, amen. The Bible says, resist the devil. It's not how close you walk to the edge. The Bible says that the very appearance of evil flee. Put your mind on Calvary and continue to move towards Christ. I
want
to be more and more like Jesus. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Take the world and all its pleasure.
Amen.
Just give me Christ, my blessed Savior. You know, in Luke chapter 8.
Now Luke chapter 8.
Verse 13.
Verse 13.
It says, you know, a sower went out to sow.
Amen.
A sower went out to sow. And it says, some fell on the wayside. Some fell among the rocks. Some fell among the thorns. But there was also some that fell on good ground. But
it
says, they that on the rock are they. When they hear the word, they receive the word with joy. You get some of them, they come into the house of God. The word is preached. And they rejoice and they're happy. Hallelujah. They receive the word with joy. And these have no root. Because for which the while they believe, so they believe for a while. But in time of temptation, in time of trials, in time when there's challenges,
amen,
they fall away. So may God help us, amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when the challenges come, amen, says, hallelujah, God, you pray, Lord, give me a backbone like a saw log. Some through the water.
Amen.
Some through the flood. Hallelujah. The trials may come, but here I stand. Oh, I've got a song in my heart. All the way. I'm going all the way. Are you going all the way, my brother and sister? Can I have an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your your neighbor, I'm going all the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not like those that draw back unto perdition. But I'm going all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Exodus,
6:1.
And they took their journey from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin. Between Elam and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of Egypt, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel, Yonke, all of them, murmured against Moses and
Aaron
in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we would have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. When we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did have eat bread to the full, for you have brought us out from into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Then said Moses to the Lord unto Moses, I will rain from bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. Oh, brother
and
sister, may God help us. Let's not be a bunch of murmurers.
Amen.
The Bible tells us all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Oh, we see in the good times, praise his name. In the bad times, we're going to do the same. In everything.
Amen.
I said in everything. Giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And Numbers 11:4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lasting.
Amen.
And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? What a bunch of renegades. God, amen, took them out with a mighty hand. There was a promise. My seed will sojourn in a strange land. But I will come down. And deliver them with a mighty hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, God's word will never return unto him void.
Amen.
His word will not return unto him void. Hallelujah. Never. Amen. God says, I've got good thoughts towards you. To get you to an expected end. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God put our names on the Lamb Book of Life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Before the foundation of the world. There's no devil, there's no demon that can stop the word of God coming to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you might as well believe it, brother and sister. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says, and the mixed multitude that fell a lasting and they wept again, says, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, and cucumbers and melons and the leeks and the onion and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. What a bunch of ungrateful. Imagine. Just picture this, my brother, sister. Every night, amen, God goes to the kitchen. He tells the angels, prepare some manna for my children now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
without money, without price. And in the morning, they find that there's manna. Enough for the day. That's why Jesus told them, teach us to pray. Give us this day. But not tomorrow. This day. Our daily bread. Oh, man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceeds from the
woman.
Hallelujah. God will supply.
Amen.
Oh, God shall supply all our needs. I said all our needs. According to his riches in glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we get caught up in this age of Sodom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So may God help us, brothers and sisters, to resist it. We're in this world. We are in the world. But we're not part of the world. We are Abram's seed. We're seeking a city whose built and milk is God. We're only walking through. But our destination is heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't want to be part of this world. Amen. Brother Billy Paul tells us many times in his testimonies.
Brother Billy Paul,
amen. Slide number 15. Sin will take you further than you want to go.
Amen. Alright.
Keep you longer than you want to save. And it will cost you more than you want to pay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be careful, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
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 Amen. So our Lord Jesus Christ warned us. He says, now remember Lord's wife. So let's run through Genesis chapter 19.
Genesis chapter 19.
Amen. Remember, the angels came to Moses, to Abram.
Abraham.
And it says, we've heard about how bad it is down in Sodom. Amen. Investigation, investigating judgment. To see if it's really as bad as it is. And then Abram stood in the gap.
He
says, Lord, if there's 50 righteous, will you destroy the whole?
God
said, no, I'll spare the city if there's 50. And he went down, down, down. And he couldn't even find 10 righteous. Oh, God, help us. As it was in the days of Noah. Only 8 souls were saved. As it was in the days of Lot. Oh, may we make our calling and election sure, brother, sister.
Amen.
The hour is serious, amen.
Yes.
We can't play around anymore. And there came 2 angels to Sodom at even. And Lot said, in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in. He says, I pray you into your servant's house and tarry all night. Wash your feet and you shall rise early, up early and go your way. And he said, nay, but you will abide in the street all night. You see, when you are on a mission for the Lord, the business of the Lord is urgent.
We
don't have time to relax. But he pressed upon them greatly and they turned into him. And entered into his house. And he made them a feast. And did bake bread, unleavened bread. And they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young.
Wakuru wose nevadiki wakapoteredza guta.
And all the people from every quarter. Look how corrupt the place was. Old and young. Rich and poor. From every quarter. They saw there's some new men. Let us go in and find them. And they call unto Lot. And said unto him, where are the men that came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. Now this no is the biblical no.
Amen.
Just like Adam knew his wife. And Lot went out of the door unto them and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. If they just wanted to establish some friendship, Lot would not have said, do wickedly. So they had other intentions with these two men. He said, behold, I have two daughters which have not known men. Let me, I pray, bring them unto you. In other words, I've got some virgin daughters. They are untouched. Rather have them. Leave my guest alone. He says, bring them out and do ye unto them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. That's why I wanted them out of the streets into my house. So that they can be safe. That's the condition of the world we're living in, brother and sister. It's evil. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. No. Men's minds were evil continually. Oh, help us. You know, the right has become wrong. And the wrong has become right. Governments are legislating against all these funny laws. I mean in favor of all these laws. And it doesn't mean a government approves the law, makes it right. We still stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring back more Robert Mugabe's name into the world.
Robert Mugabe.
Call wrong, wrong, and right, right. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came into sojourn and he will now need to be a judge. He says, you, Lord, you just came to live in our country. Now you want to judge us. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lord.
Amen.
And came near to break the door.
Like
this guy got desperate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the men put forth, so the two angels put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness. Both small and great. So that they wearied themselves to find the door. Look how desperate they were. They are blind. But they're still looking, where's the door? Help us, Lord! How desperate can you be?
Amen.
You smote and blind by the angels, and you still want to carry on your evil deeds. And the man said unto Lot, has thou any besides a son-in-law and sons and daughters? And whosoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of the city. I mean, out of this place. And in verse 13, slide 21, for we shall destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the Lord, the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, said, up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that was mocked of his sons-in-law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says he seemed as one that mocked unto him. In other words, just like they remember in the days of Noah, they scoffed against Noah.
Why to say Noah?
Remember when we were in Sunday school?
Sunday school.
Mr. Noah built an ark.
Noah,
the people thought it such a laugh. Mr. Noah pleaded so.
Amen.
But into the ark they would not go. Same with the days of Lot. Lot goes to his sons-in-law. He pleads with them, let's get out here. Judgment is going to fall. God is going to destroy the city. Ah, this old man. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. The Bible says one time, you know, if the works that was done in Capernaum was done in Sodom, They would have repented. And God, what we see, what is happening in this world today, just like the days of Sodom. So if God don't destroy this generation, He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, because we're even worse than Sodom, because we have a twofold anointing, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. Oh, God help us. Hallelujah. So we need to get out of this place, my brothers and sisters. This place is not for sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, may God help us to get more desperate. Amen. The Bible says, amen, the sealing angel is looking for those who's crying and sighing for the abomination that is done in the city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we don't want to be comfortable in this Satan's Eden.
Yes, sir.
And while he lingered, verse 15 said, and the morning arose. Then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife, thy two daughters, which are here, lest they be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, brother, if you know, if you are living in, what's this place where the war is? Ukraine. And the sirens are going off. The missiles are coming. Are you going to be casual and... you're going to run for your life. You're going to go into the bomb shelters. And the judgment is coming. And Lot is lingering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his daughters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without, outside the city. And it came to pass that when they which had brought them forth abroad Then he said, escape for thy life. My brother, sister, it's a time, it's a matter of life and death. This is not a time to fool around. It's a time to make your calling and election sure. The world is falling apart. Flashing red lights of his coming. In 2020, there were floods, there were fires in Australia, volcanoes exploding, and COVID-19. Now it's Ukraine war. What more must God do to wake us up? But it's a serious hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when they brought, it says, escape for thy life and look not behind thee. No turning back. The cross before me.
Amen.
The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back. I'm going all the way. It's a desperate hour. It's a time to be brother, sister, to make out. Oh, hallelujah. Run for your life. Neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountains. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Hallelujah. No. Brother, sister, you know, when you are so caught up with the world and the things of the world. Remember when Abram gave him the choice to choose. Lord, look for the worldly the likes. The worldly pleasures. Where can I make a lot of money? And Abram went into the dry places. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Yes, the angels tell him, go to the mountains and escape.
Hey,
Lot is still bargaining. Let me stick around here. You know, I don't have to go. Maybe something bad is going to happen there. Escape. Run into Christ. The world is falling apart. It's no time to negotiate and say, I still want to stay around. Oh, brother, let us run for our lives. They say, oh, behold, there's a city near. Let us flee to this little one. Oh, let me escape to there.
It's
not a small one. And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which thou hast spoken. Sometimes the grace of God. Hey, God, grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Then he says, haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come thither. Brother, before the bombs can fall. I said before the bombs can fall. The nuclear bombs and stuff. The bride needs to go up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're not looking for no tribulation. Oh, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The bride don't go through the tribulation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. And the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar.
Amen.
And then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities. And all the plain. And all the inhabitants of the cities. And that which grew upon the ground.
Amen.
But his wife looked back from behind him. And she became a pillar of salt. So near, so close, but yet so far. Out of Sodom. But Sodom was not out of her. So we may be out of the world. We don't drink, we don't smoke. But is the desires of the world out of you? The Bible says, he who loves the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. You know, today we ask, the devil is subtle. He's not going to take you to the dance or to the tavern. But he's stealing your time. The Bible says, redeem the time. I said, redeem the time. For the days are evil. So what the devil is doing now? You wake up in the morning.
Facebook.
Hi, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram.
Instagram.
You haven't even prayed yet. You know, if you spend more money on data for
social media,
then you give offering. I'm
going
to say it slowly. If you spend more money on data for
social media,
then you give offering. You need to come to the altar. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be. One minister said, when you go to sleep at night, put the phone under the bed. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is go on your knees. Help us, God. The devil is sly, subtle.
Satan,
but we are not ignorant of his devices. Of his devices. Of his devices. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord says, Luke 17:32, remember Lot's wife.
Chapter 17, 32.
She was so close. Out of Sodom. But yet, the desire.
Sure.
She was a socialite in Sodom. I wonder, is it really going to rain brimstone? Let me just look. Maybe the angels were just telling us stories. And maybe if it's not destroyed, I'll go back. You see, there was such a pull. Back to Sodom. Oh, but Lord, give us a pull. Hallelujah.
Oh,
heaven, Lord. Oh, I can say, I feel the pull. I hear the call.
It
says, come up higher. Higher. So many people ride life's road, looking through a rear view mirror. Especially, I don't mean this to hurt feelings. But many of our women, they are past 30 years old, and they still want to be a young girl. You get 50, and they still want to be like a
16-year.
But anybody who looks through the rear view mirror is going to wreck somewhere.
Amen.
You can't drive through the road and look through the rear view all the time. I believe Paul was saying, Paul, the Apostle Paul, forgetting those things which are in the past, I press forward towards the mark of the high calling in Christ. Don't look to where you were. Look to where you're going to be. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I bypass my theophany. I drop in a body called time. But I'm going back to where I come from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think the prophet tells you about the story of the little droplet in the dew drop in the morning. That settles on the washing line. And when the sun comes up, oh, he feels the rays from the sun. Oh, and then he starts having a jubilee. Hallelujah. Oh, he starts shaking. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I'm going back to where I come from. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, sister, it's time. Oh, we get excited. I'm going back to where I come from. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the last thereof.
Amen.
But the word, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. I alluded to this earlier. The Lord says, for as much as this people draw with me with their mouth, and with their lips they do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. And the fear toward me is taught by the precept of men.
Amen.
But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says, come out of her. Be separate. See, you are not of that. And then when that new nature comes into you, you don't have to be pulled out. You don't want to go back like Lot's wife. You're just born out of it. And you are looking into another dimension. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that looks trashy. The world looks trashy to you. And this great, fabulous America that we live in has become one big chaos of it. Everything is lust and woman. And the women and the way they are dressing, and the men the way they are acting, and the things they are doing, and call themselves Christians. The Bible says they'll have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Hallelujah. You see, the problem is we've got weak pulpits. The pastors are not warning the people of the judgment that is coming. They're scared if they speak the truth. The church will be empty. But we don't care if we speak to five people. We'll speak the truth. Hallelujah. All right, the only thing we can say is, and Jesus strictly said, remember Lot's wife. She merely looked over her shoulder. Eve merely stopped for a moment. That's all she done. Lot's wife just looked back. And if God turned that righteous man Lot and his wife into a pillar of salt, just just by a little bitty thing.
Just
disobeying his commandments enough to look back.
What all
that fire was all about.
And she
turned into a pill of salt. And stands there yet today as an example that God means what he says. Oh, if real faith could just anchor into the people. Faith comes by hearing the word. Not intellectual speeches.
We're
not here to make you feel good.
We are
here to prepare you for the coming of the Lord. And that should make you feel good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Abraham was looking for a city whose foundation, which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And these all died in faith. Hebrews chapter 11. They all died in faith, not having the promise. But having seen it afar off, and were persuaded of them. So they were persuaded by these promises. The Bible says in Hebrews they embraced it and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about UK or South Africa or Australia. No, no, I'm talking about heaven. Hallelujah. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now, oh, they desire a better country. I say they desire a better country, a heavenly, where of God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he had prepared for them a city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen. So as we close, my brother, my sister, Romans 12 tells us,
Romans 12,
and I'm going to read the Amplified Version. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind. Another place the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes that you may prove for yourself.
Hey,
this is an individual affair. You must make out your calling and election. It's not a church matter. It's an individual affair. So that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, and which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Amen. So we need to start going through the Bible. Start reading the Bible. Start getting excited about the Bible. Find yourself a scripture. Now are we the sons of God? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep.
Amen.
But we shall be changed. The prophet speaks a message. This day the scripture is fulfilled. Jesus went to the synagogue as was his custom. And he found the and when he got there, they gave him the scroll. And he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good tidings. And he said, this day the scripture is fulfilled. What about the scriptures for your day? Can you identify with the scriptures for your day? Behold, I send you Elijah. I don't know if he didn't come for you, that's your business. But he said, I send unto you Elijah. Hallelujah. I told the brothers last night. I went to the doctor one time and he did an screening. Why? There's a big problem. He said, what's it? He said, no, your heart is upside down. I said, no, that's right. Because he sent me Elijah, will turn my heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. My heart has been turned. Amen.
Amen.
I'm no longer the same. Amen.
Amen.
So we're not yet to conform to this.
It
says to conform oneself. Amen.
Amen.
That means to others' pattern, to shape one thing and describe like all of these things. Amen. But we are yet to transform ourselves by the renewing of our minds. So, in closing, love not the world, neither the things of the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Brother, sister, amen.
Amen.
Remember Lord's wife. The Lord wants us to change. To have a new appetite. You know, in Romans chapter 6, it says we rise in newness of life. Ephesians 2 says we are no longer foreigners, we are no longer strangers. But we have been quickened, we are of the household of God. So there's a change. Our appetite has changed. Our aspirations has changed. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. So who wants to go with me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, there are people almost anywhere. Hallelujah. Hearts are full of with the fire that fell at Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm so glad to say that I am one of them. May God bless you, saints. The hour is late. This is not a time to get close to the world. But we need to run for our lives. Serve the Lord like never before. It's not long. One of these days, we shall be changed. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Another round of applause. We want to thank the Lord tonight for speaking to our hearts, warning us of what it's supposed to do. Time is no more. Therefore, we've got to run for our lives. As you run for your life, remember Lord's wife. I liked it when the minister said,
and a farira panzi nemparidzi.
You could be out of the world,
unogona ngo uri kunze kwenyika,
but is the world out of you?
Asi kwenyika haisi mauriwo here.
That is very important, brother and sister. So that we make our earnest calling,
kuti tinyatsowane kudanwa kwedu chaiko,
so that we are sure,
kuti tinyatsowane chokwadi,
so that when he comes to take us home,
kuti pano yazotitora kuti tisakumusha,
we'll be able to be changed.
Tinenge kuti tinokwanisa kushandura.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I love not the world, nor the things of this world. If you are around, you are saying, Lord, I want to thank you. Forgive me a warning. Won't you raise your hand to say, Lord, help me. I want to change my life so that I'll be ready. So that when you send your angels to take us home, we will not turn back, but we will listen to the voice. We are going to listen to the manna every day as it falls every morning. As I ask Brother Caleb Chigudu to come close with a word of prayer, he is a merciful God. He hears and answers prayer.